Ben, ah, oh, oh, psycho. Ben, hi guys, this is another episode of This Psycho Podcast, and I'm so, so excited that you guys have decided to tune in. Those guys who are catching us on the podcast platforms, that's Spotify, Anchor, Google Cast, all those platforms. I want to welcome you to this. This is The Psycho Podcast, and everyone who's watching on YouTube, asante sana. Make sure you subscribe if you are new to this channel, or if you just stumbled upon this video. Make sure to leave a subscription. You can also join, and you know that will support us to continue creating more content for you guys. And you can also leave a like, share this video, and that's what's up. So today I'm alone, as you can see. And what I'm trying to do is that I will not just be waiting when I have a guest. That's when we do that long episodes. I'll be doing shorter episodes so that I keep them coming more often. Probably once, we'll start with once a week, and then probably we'll elevate them to twice a week. And my director, Steve, was telling me that these are called minisodes. Hey, cool kids or animalizo kuna na languages. You have to know this language for Uptown. You have to know gaslighting. See, gaslighting, no, that ni gas in a leak. Na, you know. And I also need to bring you guys up to speed with what's been happening in my life currently since the last time we talked. I moved out from a neighborhood where I'd been living for such a long time. I think I've been living there for like 3 years or 4 years. Had some pretty cool neighbors, although we didn't talk much with the neighbors, but they were pretty cool. And yeah, it was time to move to another place. So this is like a new season of my life, and I'm so, so excited. I guess this is like the perfect time to also plug in Okta Movers. Those are the guys who helped me move. Kitambo nilikuwa nimezoea ku move na pickup, you know. And I thought like that was gangster until I talked to my friend who told me, yeah, alikuwa na move na punda. I think in LD this is like a thing, you know. Mostly for campus guys, and I think ni punch, I must do so saba, you know. And I found that to be very, very funny. But yeah, you guys need to reach out to Okta Movers if you want to move, because the level of professionalism is A1. I highly recommend them. Like, I'm putting my name on the line for Okta Movers. They were so professional. I didn't do anything. The guy just came. In fact, they called me the previous night. They were like, hey, Mr. Karaoke, I'll be the one directing the moving of your houses. You know, the moving parts. Yeah. And then they came in, they packed stuff. Yani asked anyway, extra dually pack nyama. Like, they even came with a cool box. Like, they had thought out that far ahead. And when they took this stuff to the other house, they arranged them exactly. Atasai bados japanga yunyumbani. You know, like the way unboxing can take like 2 months before you adjust to a new place. But thanks to Okta Movers, all this happened within a day. Like, you can just leave them with your keys, go to work, come back to a new space, everything has been well arranged. There's a banner running on your screen right now, and you can reach out to them. I'll also leave a link description to their social. So catch up with these guys. These guys are cool, cool, cool. I highly recommend. What else? What else is new in my life? Oh, I jumped ship from Android to, you know, iPhone. And this is iPhone 12. It has very, very, very nicely done videos. As you can see, I don't know, I'll do a B-roll of the phone. I've been like the longest Android user and I was like, Miss Wezi Hammer, this is consumerism that you guys keep buying from Apple. But it's gotten to a point where I also just decided to jump ship, and it's taking me some adjustment to adjust to the new iPhone. So like the other day I had a gig somewhere, and then wakantumia pin. So nilikuwa tu nime transfer immediately. And now I didn't know that Apple doesn't come with Google Maps installed. They have their own Kamap, which is a bit weird, because ilikuwa inaonesha tu picha ya hiyo building, but inaonesha like how to get there and all that stuff. So I was like 10 minutes away from this space, but I was late because I just couldn't use Apple. So it's taking a lot of me to adjust to the new OS. And this is thanks to, I got this iPhone from iPhone Street. If you are looking to jump ship, which I highly recommend, the OS system is really, really sleek. Make sure you check stuff out at iPhone Street. I'm going to do a video where I'll be visiting the shop so that you can see the wide array of stuff that they have. If you're also an Apple user and you need stuff like AirPods, a MacBook, some of the coolest cases. Plus, they also have other iPhones as well, which are also slightly cheaper. So I'll be doing a video on that. Make sure you catch this on my socials. So today I wanted to have a conversation about something that a lot of you guys actually DM me. This is not one of those things where YouTubers say, a lot of you guys have been asking. A lot of people ask me about my faith a lot, and how I've been able to overcome stuff, and how I have been able to still stand firm with God. just to keep up and just to keep holding my faith. And I thought that let's have that conversation today. So I'll start. Where do I start? Well, this is not supposed to be like a long video, but that's what I say. And then, you know, after Nimemaliza kushoot Steven, he'll be a man, we've been here for 4 months. We've not even eaten. We are dying. Oh, we need CPR. And so I grew up in a very strict Christian home. Like my dad is a pastor and my mom is like a deacon. So like, you know, it's like you're just born into worship, you know. And I'm one of those kids who got born again like when I was a child. Like, you know, that I remember my dad leading me to Christ. And I think I was in pre-unit or something like that. I don't know if I fully understood what was happening at that time. But that was when I gave my life to Christ. But then again, now after I joined high school, and then some people were saying that, oh, you need to remember the day you were born or else you might not go to heaven. And then I'm like, oh my God, you need to remember the day you were born again. Maybe that's like your ID. Like, hey, Lord, I was born on this day. No, that's not necessary. You don't have to remember the day you were born again. Maybe for those who don't know, my faith is Christianity, and I know that this podcast has a wide array of guys who believe in, who have different faiths. We have the Muslim community. We have I met any Hindu? Yes, I've met one in Parklands. Yeah, in Parklands. That would be Parklands. And then there are the other cool guys, and then kuna wasawa vibes, then kuna wasawa energies. As in, all everybody is in this channel, but my faith is Christianity. So growing up, I remember the school that I went to was really, really uptight. It was on a very uptight Christian school. And by uptight, I'm talking about like the whole shebang uptight. And I've shared this story before where, you know, we'd like go for fasting for like 3 days, man. Like, you know, like when you're fasting for 3 days, like, bro, let me tell you, when you're fasting for 3 days, that was like the first time we went to a place called Katoloni. It's somewhere in Ukambani. It's really dry. Like when you go to that place, you're really going to find the face of the Lord, because it's so dry and the sun is so harsh. And I remember we were taken there when we were little kids. And man, after day one, you're like, oh, Father, I'm coming to you. Father, just open the doors. I'm coming. You know, you feel like you're dying. It was so intense, you know. But it was also because of the school that I was in was you know, like our head teacher was also like a preacher. So we like even go to school on Sundays just to pray, you know, just to pray for your KCPE. Did it work? I think it actually worked, because we really excelled. We really, really excelled in our exams at that time. But my understanding of God at that time was very weird, because not weird. At that point, it was solely based on fear. Like, I used to just fear disappointing God. I remember I even started forming this habit where I'd like keep repenting after, you know, after every 1 hour, every single time you remember, you're like, oh, Father, forgive me of all my sins. Because we've been told you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven if you have even a dot of sin. Where? So like, you know, because I didn't want to miss out on heaven. I mean, at that time, my goal was to make it in heaven. It was like this big event and I have to make it there. And for you to make it there, you have to be sinless. Let me tell you some of the weird prayers I used to make. I remember one time, we'd like even make, I'd make vows to God like, Mungu, mimi nikiwahi kuacha, nimalize. Oh man, like it was a very fearful relationship with God. Like, it's not those fear for Proverbs. It was like the fear where you actually, like, if you really go offside, like you gongwa na lightning, you know, like ata kukinyesha kuna lightning, or like, wait, did I sin? What's happening here? And yeah, that worked at that point, really. I was like, you know, it was so uptight. I remember I never even used to watch like The Beat. I'd get to the house and I find my brother watching The Beat. I'm like, Sam, kamu kayapa. You know, he still makes these jokes up today. Sam, kamu kayapa. Umemuona ta kuenda hell kabisa. Umemuona ta kusafu shaito. So anyway, mpataki watch, like, you know, when he was still a child, and at that time, I think no nini. Because like I used to find like no nini. I remember there was a time Longomba's dropped to pig him a coffee. And then there's this short udema na chukunga leso yake anafungilia boy flani. Ay, 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 yay. Nikasema, these are truly the last days, you know. And I'm Noah. So at that point, it was very, very uptight. Like, it was so uptight, I never even, like, even pop gospel music was, I remember listening to Lacrae the first time on a show that used to be called TX10. TX10 used to come on Family TV. Now, Family TV, yeah, it was cool, but Tony had like one one youthful show, which was TX10 and Kuwa Tofauti and Kuwa Tofauti. So I'd catch TX10 and I remember listening to Lacrae. And then after that, you know, like I feel so inspired, but I'm like, oh God, I'm so sorry. Today I listen to rap music. Father, forgive me. I really just want to listen to worship. You know, I remember like every new year I'd go to pray and I'm like, Father, this year I just want to listen to worship. I just want to listen to Will Smith. And then I remember that time the song that was hit was Above All. And everyone had like a book written for Lizzo lyrics are Above All. Above All is a very famous gospel song. So those are the songs that I thought that those are the songs you're supposed to listen to, because you need to approach God with holiness. And rap is not holy. So it was weird. So when I went to high school, Upper Hill happened. I remember the first time I was the guy reading for guys the Bible before they go, you know, before, after preps, before I saw in the Kulala. I'm like, you know, God is saying, come back to me. Come back to me or else you guys will perish. And, you know, I was all gonna skiza, yeah, but that happened. Now from two, you know, I decided like, I went bonkers, man, you know, like, just like every other normal teenager. So from two, like, we started really living. That's when now I started living, you know, like life, you know, tukanza kuenda gasjuma jam session, you know, on Sunday. So on Sunday you go to church ends, and then in the afternoon to go F2, you know, man. Then man, I used to feel like I've really strayed away from God. I used to feel like God doesn't want anything to do with me. It's like unam God uko heaven and ambiwa na angels, but then unakumbuka Ben Staki mambo ya Ben Sai. Mambo Ben itadil na, you know, like that's how I used to envision the life. And then I remember some guys from Mavuno. I don't know if you guys remember a group called Votaries. They were sang M-O-G, mini M-O-G, man of God. So they were led by a guy called Brand King. And then Mavuno would come in with Kina Esther, Riga, and just some Michelle. Those guys were so cool. And then I was like, wait, these guys are saved? Like, these guys are so cool, you know? And I started understanding that, you know, you can actually have a very fun relationship with God, you know, because I was from a very intense, you know, like intense, like, you know, I was just borderline dini ya msambo. Nilikuwa tu nimebakisha kiasi nipimwe hiyo suti pia mimi nipatange hapo hivyo nguaro na hiyo drum, unajua, kwa tu hivi Sunday, you know, because it was just crazy, man. And in fact, I remember in high school, after now, nimekuwa intense, then nika tupambao, guys would call me DNG, because you know, you guys knew what was happening at that time also with the media. So I was like the DNG of school. But I really struggled with my relationship with God. And then campus happened. So by the time campus is happening, I'm like, you know what, me, I'll just be going to church as well. Yani, you know, maybe mlienda kabash mali, maybe mlikuwa out, but I'd still make it a point to go to church. I was like, let me just force this relationship. And with time, I started getting a new revelation of how God really works with us. You know, we have been brought up in homes where Christianity is very harsh, and part of it, I strongly believe, is how the gospel was presented also to us as Africans. Please don't be those guys who believe that the gospel was brought to Africa by the colonialists. The gospel was already here. If you read the Bible in the book of Acts, you'll read about a story about the Ethiopian eunuch. So that means there were Ethiopians in the upper room receiving the Holy Spirit, where the Holy Spirit was coming down to people for the first time ever into this world. They were Ethiopians. So that means there were Africans there. And for them to have sent somebody there, it means that that church was very vibrant. For that church to afford to take guys also to Jerusalem at that time. So the gospel was not brought to Africa by the white man. Don't be that person. Don't be that person who believes that it was brought by Wazungus. The gospel was already here. Let me not even get to Moses' wife story for another day. Where was I? I'm starting to lose it. Yes. So a lot of us have come from very staunch Christian backgrounds where you're not supposed to listen to secular music, you're not supposed to talk to boys, you're supposed to be praying, you're supposed to be talking in fact, you're supposed to be talking in this voice when you're talking in front of people. That's just like basically how a lot of us have been brought up. And it's because of also how the colonialists jumped on that wagon and kind of used that to colonize us. They used that. In fact, do I have enough time to tell you a story? I need to tell you a story. It's about an island called Bikini. Steve, how many minutes are we in? tunaelekea 16 already. Na hivi episode ilikuwa ya 20 minutes. Let me just tell you that story about Bikini. So Bikini is an island. Is. I don't know if it still exists today. So after the Americans won the World War II, they were the superpowers at that time. And the reason they won the World War II is because they used a bomb which was known as the atomic bomb. They were the first country to use such a high-end bomb. You know, they bombed Japan. You guys know the whole history. After they bombed Japan and they took over, they were the new superpowers. What they had to do something to ensure that they maintained their status as the superpowers. So what they did is that they were testing these atomic bombs inside of America. But then scientists were like, no, don't test these bombs inside of America. They're too toxic. They'll destroy these places. So Americans had to find a way to test these bombs outside America. So they found this island that was known as Bikini. I don't know. They used some geographical mapping and they were like, this is the space that we need to be testing these bombs. But the problem with Bikini Island is that it had people. So they couldn't bomb that place and it had people. Like, that would have been a mess, you know? So they came up with this brilliant idea of, let's take the gospel to them and let's tell them they're like the chosen ones. They're like the Jews, you know? And so, believe it or not, this is a true story. I'll even share a link where you can watch this story more. And so they went to this island and then they convinced these guys, hey, by the way, let me tell you guys are the chosen people and the Lord loves you, you know. They even recorded this on video trying to convince those people. And they told them, the Lord wants you guys to move from this land to another island somewhere and, you know, just leave this land. And they actually managed to convince those people that they were the Jews, that those guys were the chosen ones, that God really loves them and God really takes care of them. And then ndege zikakam na zikabeba wasi wote out of that whole island. And guys were moved now to another island where walikuwa congested. You know, like, it's politics, it's about war, it's about power. So really no one cares where they go much. And America, they tested their nuclear weapons on this land. This island was called Bikini. At the same time, there was a French designer who was coming up with a swimsuit that could show your belly button. And the guy, the designer, was like, oh, he heard of that story and was like, this is so cool. Let me name this piece the Bikini. And that's why the Bikini is called the Bikini. It came from that island. And that's just a way to show you how sometimes people or organizations or just people can manipulate the gospel, the good news of God to set a specific agenda. And this works, you know. And for us who are here, you can tell that clearly the gospel was brought up in a way that to instill fear in us and to enforce this sense of obedience, which was mostly towards the colonial masters. And that's you can see the effect trickling down to a generation. So there's this generation that comes up and they're like, are all these things necessary or are all these rules really necessary? Because what that does is that people introduce things that are not even in the Bible. They make you follow things that are not in the Bible just to keep you a bit more obedient. In fact, if for guys who went to Christian schools or Catholic schools, you can understand the intensity of discipline is enforced more than in other places. It has a lot to do with the whole colonial system. But when you come to really understand how God works, you realize that God is really the coolest that you can ever connect to. He's the best, because even the way the Bible is presented to people, the Bible is made to look like a moral guidebook. It's just full of do this, do that. You're not supposed to drink alcohol. Wait, but what Jesus done, the first miracle. Don't ask questions. Who are you? You know, that's how we are made to look at the Bible. But the reason a book like the Bible was written was to see yourself in it. It was supposed to mirror your life. That's why stories like in the Old Testament are there. When you look at people like David, like this guy was a good guy. Yes, was this king. He was a God. He was a faithful servant of God. But some of the things that David did, David ali nyanganya bibi ya mse, na on top of kunyanganya o bibi akauwa o mse, and then David's children, let's not even get to them, it was chaotic. One son raped the sister, the other son is trying to overthrow David. Like, that house was just messed up. It's really not something you would want to be. That's not an example of who you would want to be, you know. Look at people like Moses, you know, this guy was a very faithful guy. In fact, Moses was such a cool guy in the Bible. When he died, the demons and angels of God and the angels of the devil were fighting for his body. That's how great Moses was. In fact, the Bible says Moses was like the greatest in the whole earth. But you see, a small thing like him having a temper problem just completely made him miss his destiny. And that should be a reflection to your life, that there are small things that you can keep doing that can really hold you back from succeeding what God has planned for you. And some of these small things are not even the crazy things that we keep thinking about, that maybe because you sleep around, or maybe because you drink. And I'm not saying these things are right, but that's what society has really made us focus on. And then we miss out on the basics of what Christ is trying to communicate, like love your neighbor, love your friend, stop judging people, just treat them as fellow human beings. The love you present to them will warm their hearts, and, you know, it will probably encourage them to have a relationship with God. And so I have gotten to a point in my life where I have this revelation of how God works, and it's so amazing and it's so beautiful, because the more you keep knowing God, the more you keep knowing yourself. You know, God created you. So if you want to find your purpose, you really just need to know God more, you know, know God more and understanding, spend time with God, and stop trying to fix yourself. You know, every time you try to fix yourself, you're doing it in reverse, because fixing yourself, changing your behavior, or changing whatever, or those getting those vices that are inside of you, or the bad behaviors inside of you, for them to go away, you don't fix them fast when you work with God. You just spend time with God. You will be shocked at how much power God oozes, that it changes you automatically. Like, you just lose the appetite of some stuff. And you also become a genuine human being. You start loving people, treat people well. But there's a way, even the way the gospel has been made capitalistic, like we tend to think that people who are more successful, maybe they spend more time with God. What do you mean, man? Like, I mean, Jesus came to the world, like, he was like the simplest of the simplest men. He was born in a manger. He's this guy who's riding this donkey. He dies on this cross that was so shameful. Like, the way Christ died was a real shame. Like, it was an embarrassment. But his impact is still felt up to today. And Christ was just trying to show you that the things that matter in life are really the simple things. How do you treat people? How do you see your day? How do you respond to your enemies? Jesus is saying that if your enemy, if somebody is a hater, you show them love. What do you mean I'm supposed to show somebody love? Mimi nataka kufight mtu. Na msiana kututu naambia buda niambie uko wapi? Niambie uko wapi tupatane. By the way, true story, this happened on Twitter some time back. Some guys waliuliza mse uko wapi? I think wakampata tao or something. No, living that Christ expects of us. And I know the other guys who also have their faiths, and you will, if you go to the basis of a lot of faiths, a lot of them are based on love and good behavior. But the way societies hijack them, or governments hijack these things, is so that they can be able to control and just manipulate the way you think. And now you end up thinking that God is this mean person. Please never forget that Christ spent a lot of his time not even talking about waseku and adunda man. And he spent a lot of his time telling people, by the way, you need to be careful about these false prophets. Like, he kept, at one point, even, if I say insult, I'll be excommunicated from the Christian community in Kenya. But he called them a brood of vipers. Yeah, because of how pissed he was at how much they kept introducing new laws. You know, they would introduce new rules that were not even in the Bible. And Jesus would ask them, why are you making it so hard for these people to follow God, you know? And that's it. And I know that a lot of us have it. And I know that a lot of us have that, the way that our faith has been presented to the people sometimes makes us resent God. But today, I just want to challenge you to just get to know God for yourself. That's the best thing that you can ever do for yourself. And you will realize that God is closer to you than you think. God is in everything in your life. God is in nature. He created it. He's in friendships. You will see some of the things that you try and struggle with. He already knows them. And God is so merciful and so loving that even the mistakes that you make, he actually ends up using them to your own advantage. So let me know your journey of faith. Let me know what's your relationship with God at this moment, or where are you at with faith? Where do you place this faith story? There was one time, and I'll finish this story. There was one time that Paul went to preach to a city. I can't remember which city it was. And he found them. They had so many gods. They had so many things that they had. And then there was one, they couldn't really define what it was. And Paul was like, this is the God that I'm talking about. And I know as human beings, we're geared to believe to a higher power. We're geared to have faith. And that's normal. I think it's abnormal if you just live life without believing in a higher power than us. And most of the times we don't get to understand what this higher power means. And sometimes that's just God, you know. That's God, actually, because God is the one who holds us together. So that's my journey of faith. Let me know your journey of faith. And this has been an extremely good episode. I hope it blesses you. Hope it also draws you closer to finding your purpose, which is you find your purpose by finding God. When you find God, you find your purpose. And when you find your purpose, you found the reason for living. You know, I was watching a documentary the other day that was talking about geniuses who've existed. And they specifically dwelled on Albert Einstein. And they were saying how simple this guy was. He used to find simple joys in very simple things, you know. And that actually, he was not like, you know, the way like nowadays we have his posters all over. At that time, he was not that popular. But it was in the simple things. And he ended up creating some of the greatest formulas that we use up to today. So I hope that you find your purpose. I hope that you find God. And that's my journey of faith. Let me know your journey of faith. This episode is brought to you by The Psycho Hub. Thank you so much. This is The Psycho Podcast. See you on the next episode.